Hello.
Good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Michigan. First of all, are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And do you think of yourself as male, female, gender, queer, gender, non-conforming, or additional gender category not listed?
Female.
Thank you. And what is the year of your birth, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
2000.
And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin, yes or no?
No.
And what is your race or ethnicity?
Asian.
Thank you. And what level of schooling are you currently enrolled in?
I just finished my master's.
And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means you have some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all. From 0 to 10?
I'd give it an 8.
8, okay. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, just somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I would say somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied, correct? Or somewhat dissatisfied. Okay. And please rate your feelings towards some people, organization, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. If you have an opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know, okay? The first one, the Republican Party in general. From 0 to 10, how would you rate the Republican Party?
You said 10 was the highest.
10, yes, 10 means very favorable, 5 neutral, and 0 very cold and unfavorable.
I would say 8.
8. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. from 0 to 10.
I'd give it 5.
Donald Trump?
A 5.
Kamala Harris?
2.
The Democratic Party in general, from 0 to 10?
A 4.
Congresswoman Eliza Slotkin?
Say that again?
Congresswoman Eliza Slotkin. From 0 to 10.
Okay. I'd give it 5.
And the last one, Joe Biden.
A 4.
Okay. And now we're almost done. We're 35% now. Thank you for your time. I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom will you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or other independent or third-party or undecided? Or would you vote for other political offices but not president?
I will vote for the Republican Party.
Okay. And I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote between... to be your House representative between the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Republican.
And which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Statement A, voting in the upcoming 2024 election is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. Or statement B, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much. A or B?
A.
Much more or just somewhat more with A?
I'd say much more.
Much more. And which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? I have three options. The first one, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. The next one, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Or the last one, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. The first one, C. The second one, or the last B. Okay.
The third
and,
one.
Okay. And now, in general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? The future of the planet, positive or negative?
Positive.
Your own future, positive or negative?
Could you say that again, please?
Your own future.
Oh, future. Okay. Positive.
And the future of the country?
Positive.
Thank you. And from your most recent voting experience in the November 2022 election, would you say that voting is getting easier or harder for you, or has it been about the same?
It's been the same.
And thinking about the upcoming election in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two answers. It is too difficult for me to vote. Racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote. I don't like any of the candidates. I don't know enough about the candidates. I don't have time to vote. Or the last two, because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter. Or because voting doesn't change things that matter to me.
I would pick I don't like any of the candidates.
Okay. And who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Please elect all that apply. Racist politicians, Republicans, all politicians, Democrats, or none of the above?
None of the above.
And now we're almost done again. We're 65%. I will draw it as quickly as I can. Below is a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each threat will happen in this country. From 0 to 10. 10 means that you believe that a threat is near certainty to happen. 5 means you are not sure. And 0 means you believe that a threat will certainly not happen. The first threat. Allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns. From 0 to 10, 0 means threat will certainly not happen, 5 not sure, and 10 that threat is near certainly to happen.
5.
Arresting and jailing individuals who hand out of food and water to voters and standing in long lines to vote. From 0 to 10?
6.
Increasing political violence in response to American elections. From 0 to 10?
6.
Giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters and any demonstration against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech.